So, Jonathan, I was curious on your take on a new agent now in phase three testing, alisertib, an Aurora A kinase inhibitor. I always like that name. Anyhow, what do we know about this agent?
So alisertib is a specific inhibitor of Aurora A kinase. The Aurora kinases are involved in cell division, and really for a cell to undergo mitosis requires Aurora kinase. So it's essentially a type of chemotherapy agent, although it's a targeted agent on this specific kinase. The Aurora kinase, therefore, has been looked at a variety of different tumors, and in phase one studies, there did seem to be activity in lymphoid malignancies. So we conducted a trial in aggressive B and T cell lymphomas that enrolled 45 evaluable patients. These were heavily pretreated patients, and there were signals seen in a variety of different histologies. But the most impressive lead was in T cell lymphoma. Now, there were only 8 patients total with T cell lymphoma who were treated, but the majority of them had significant responses, including a couple of very impressive CRs to this regimen. I had a patient with enteropathic relapsed T cell lymphoma that involved his liver and lung with large nodules, and he had a CR to this treatment. Ended up staying on the treatment for about 10 cycles, and then we consolidated that unexpected response with an autologous transplant, and he remains in remission about close to 3 years later. So based on that signal, and by the way, this manuscript summarizing this study is in press in JCO, so people will have a chance to read about it. There were two studies that followed. One is a study that has completed accrual in SWOG of another 40 patients specifically with T cell lymphoma. So this is going to be all T cell lymphoma. That was an intergroup study that accrued very, very quickly, I think really emphasizing how excited people are for new agents in this area. These were all of the non-cutaneous T cell lymphomas, and we're hoping to have preliminary results of that presented for ASH. And I'm not hiding anything because I haven't seen the results yet. We're really scrambling to try to get the pathology reviewed. But I do know there were responses on that trial because there was an early stopping rule after 20 patients that there had to be at least two responses, and there was no trouble with that. So I think that is going to be an agent that may end up making it in T cell lymphoma because the bar is pretty low. The response rate of pralatrexate and romidepsin is below 30%. But how good it is, we'll have to see in that SWOG study.